Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, greetings from the Lord Jesus Christ, all from the Ministry of Divine Connection, Blog Talk Radio. We bless the Lord for another day that the Lord has made and given unto us, that we may worship Him in spirit and in truth. What an awesome, marvelous, wonderful, phenomenal God we serve. We bless the Lord for another day to be able to come to you and share in praying and interceding and worshiping and listening to the dynamic prayer requests of the praise reports that come behind them. We bless the Lord. We just want to give Him honor and praise as being our Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua. We thank Him for being our Savior, for being our Lord, and Him coming into our lives and changing and rearranging and transforming us and blessing us to be able to give Him glory and honor. We bless the Lord for Him being that divine connection to our Father and Lord, and the one, Lord God, that sent His Son because He loved us so, and His Son loved us so that He gave His life. He's the ultimate sacrifice for blessing us and redeeming us back to the Father. All the suffering and agony He went through that we may be able to be a partake of the tree of life, and gave us the Holy Spirit for a comforter to let us know as we go through, glory to God, we have a comforter, a leader, a guide, a teacher, glory to God, one that will take us through as we allow Him to assist and aid us. We bless the Lord because He is so wonderful. We thank God that in the midst of our turmoil and different transitions and different challenges, that we have a God that will comfort us, a God that will lead us and guide us into all truth, a God that cares about us and whatever concerns us concerns Him, and He has the antidote for whatever may ail us, whether it be spiritually, physical, natural. Thank God for Him being our advocate. We thank God that He gave us the power to bind and to loose, that we can walk in our authority, we can walk in the peace of God. And He said He'll give us peace that passes all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on Him. What a marvelous and wonderful God that we serve. There is none like Him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, His name is due praise. We bless the Lord and give thanksgiving to Him. Ah, glory to God. When we think of the goodness of Jesus, not just a cliche, but when we do, those that are believers, those that love the Lord, those that went through some trials and tribulations, those that know, glory to God, what it is to serve the Lord and for Him to be in our lives, we can look back and see so many times when He's moved on our behalf, and then we can't help but say, what a mighty God we serve, and bless Him, glory to God. And if it had not been for Him, oh, my God, who knows where some of us would be. But we just bless the Lord. Even in the midst of things when it looks like there's no way out, what a marvelous God we serve. He is the truth, the way, and the life. That is Jesus Christ. We thank God, and we just give God the praise. Excited about who He is. It might be a lot of things that still haven't changed, but when we know who we serve and who is the author and the finisher of our faith, in the midst of the dilemmas and the trials, we can give praise. We don't have to just muster up a praise. It will come automatically. We can't see our way clear, but we know, glory to God, who holds the light. And glory to God is Jesus. And then He takes the light on the inside of us. And we follow the path that He has set before us through His word. His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us through that light. Glory to God. We will, glory to God, be overcomers, triumphant, and victorious. But we already have to have that in our mindset by faith that we are those people that God has called and set aside for such a time as this, and He has a plan for us. That plan is good, it's not for evil, to give us that expected end, to bless us and prosper us and give us a future. And He told us to meditate on His word day and night, glory to God. And as He told Joshua, and if you do so in obedience and honor Him and submit to Him, glory to God, in reverencing Him and doing what He requires, then you're going to have good success. That same promise is even for us. But we just bless the Lord tonight and give Him glory. I am certainly delighted in this man called Jesus. I thank God, glory to God, for so many wonderful and marvelous things He has done and is doing and still promised to do. But even through the trying and the testing time, this molding and making, glory to God, so we can be transformed into the image of Him. It may not feel good, but He said He chastised those that He loved. And on the outcome of it, we come out, glory to God, better than when we went into the trial. But we bless the Lord and give him glory. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our scripture reading tonight will be coming from Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and we'll be starting at the 10th verse. You see how quick the pages are flipped on me? Well, nevertheless, we'll have to look it back up again. I pulled the paper out before. But you know what? Until I find it back, I'm not going to hold up. Oh, no, there it is. Okay. It starts at the 6th verse, and it says, the whole armor of God, of course. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the Lord. It's saying in our own power, of our own might. But be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. And sometimes believers are going to have to check themselves, because sometimes we go through trials and situations and we do it as if, go to who's standing before what we're going through with that individual, that we are fighting flesh, but we're fighting spiritual warfare. It says, and blood. So, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly place. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, whew, we need that, and having stood your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking on the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked ones, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to the end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And for, look, praise the Lord, we're going to stop there. Amen. Bless the Lord. We thank God for the reading of the word and pray glory to God that we'll govern ourselves accordingly. And what part are we missing on the armor or need to go back and check, go over to God and refortify, then that's what we need to do. Before we start prayer, we're going to do what we normally do on most cases. Jesus calling devotional Bible will share hope. I am your risen, living Savior. Through my resurrection, you have been born again to an ever-living hope. It is vital for you to remain hopeful no matter what is going on in your life. People put their hope in a variety of things, wealth, power, health, medical treatments, but these are insignificant. When storms break up upon your life, you find only one adequate source to help, me, that's which is Jesus Christ. The hope I provide is an anchor for your soul, firm and secure, even in the most tempestuous waters. A good way to remain anchored in me is to whisper as often as needed, Jesus, you are my hope. The affirmation strengthens you and keeps you connected to me. I am constantly working to transform your life. You need my help continuously to keep your hope alive. I stand ready to help you at all times, during stormy episodes as well as times of smooth sailing. I am not only ever living, but also more abundantly alive than you can possibly imagine. There are no limits to what my great power and glory can accomplish. I can change the most hopeless situation into an outright victory. Moreover, as you affirm your trust in me, no matter how difficult your circumstances, I am able to transform you gradually, lovingly. Those who hope in me will not be disappointed. Reference scripture is 1 Peter 1:3, Hebrews 6:19, Mark 13:26, Isaiah 49:23b. Praise the Lord, everybody. We give God the glory and give him honor in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're going to get prepared to open up in prayer, and if the Lord say the same, I pray the Mother Alexander, Evangelist Alexander, prayerfully Mother Willette and Mother McCormick, and Pastor maybe Pastor Bird, whoever will come on later. But I'm going to open up in prayer, then I'm going to open the lines up so that way we can be able to prepare tonight for prayer for our church, for some situations that are going on in the people that, and the police brutality that's happening. We're going to pray for, the church. We're also going to pray for our pastors and our leaders. We're going to pray for the body as well. We're going to pray, glory to God, for our leaders in the government. We're going to pray for the situations that are occurring in our nation. And also, we're going to pray, of course, for our youth and those that are ill. So even if we have to double up a little bit, we're going to pray those things tonight. Amen. Praise God. Father, I do honor you and give you glory. We bless you tonight, and we give glory and honor to you. You are so wonderful. God, help us to never get tired and get allow us to get worn out and broken down and to the point that we can't give you praise and give you honor. When we think of the goodness of you, that ought to bring us back into a shock treatment to just think, no matter what we're going through at this time, when I think about you are not a God that should lie. Your hand is not too short that it can't deliver. You made some promises, and you're true to your word. God, help us, Lord, to give you worship and give you praise and honor you and give you the glory to God, the due rightful allegiance that is due to you in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for your goodness. We thank you for renewed mercies every morning. Thank you for grace. Thank you for favor. Thank you, Lord God, for most of all our Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for guiding us and leading us. Thank you, Lord God, for being so good to us. Ah, there is none like thee, O Lord. And, Father, forgive us for every offense, transgression against your word, even the thoughts, glory to God, that we allow just to run away with us. And, glory to God, you told us in your word, every imagination that exalted itself against you, we're to bring it down in captivity into the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We're to bring it into a place where we're at and submit ourselves back to whatever your word is saying so we can comply to that and not allow the enemy to cause our minds and for ourselves to just run rapid because of what we're going through. But always look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. So, God, we bless you tonight. We thank you tonight and we give you glory. We praise and ask you, Lord, to move on the behalf, glory to God, of these ones that are going through in their bodies that are just tormented with illness and sickness and diseases and things that the enemy is tormented with, and even from our youth are, glory to God, bound by cancer and all kind of crazy, bizarre diseases and things that got their bodies, glory to God, and crippled and got them in so many places, glory to God, after they having heart transplants as babies and having heart transplants at 2 and 3 years old and having kidney failure, having, glory to God, to deal with cancer, glory to God, and parents have to suffer. Look, I'm looking at the child suffering and then suffering, going through all this kinds of sickness. And, God, we're praying for deliverance, praying for healing, praying for an awakening. God, we're praying that you have the cure, but even the knowledge that you give man. God, we're praying against any spirits that try to manipulate when there are cures and things they have found out and not being released, or either sometimes, glory to God, because of financial situations, glory to God, within the government or the state, or even those that are just greed for money, sometimes hold back on knowledge in there. God, I'm praying for a release and information to come out. But most of all, our trust and our faith is in you in the name of Jesus. God, we're praying for those that are going through heart troubles and kidney failures and going through with sickle cell diabetes and those that are having crippling diseases that are coming through with arthritis and bursitis and causing, glory to God, lupus and all kind of other diseases that are attacking the body, attacking the kidneys, and attacking the gallstones, attacking, glory to God, the throat, attacking the glory to God, the voice, attacking, glory to God, the brain and the brain cells. We curse and cancel those assignments of the enemy. We plead the blood of Jesus. We bind them up, take authority, and cast them out and send them back to the dry place and once again. God, you already revealing to us what kind of forces that we are coming against. That, glory to God, is the spirit of the enemy. And we know, glory to God, you said in your word, by your stripes we will heal. Healing is in your wings. You sent your word and healed. You said that you desire for us to prosper and be in good health as our soul prosper. God, we thank you, glory to God, that that's one of the benefits of even being even a part of the kingdom of God and being touched by your word and touched by your anointing. You did all these things that captured. It's that thief that came to rob us of those things in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus against him and command him to loose it. So we're speaking forth life to these people. We're speaking forth, even if we're affected by any of those things, and we're still standing on what your word and what your promise says. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. So we take authority over those foul and unclean spirits that have come to bring, glory to God, captivity or handicap or distractions or distort things and trying to bring or take people away from the faith or either through gaining faith to trust God in the name of Jesus. We bind up all those voices that have come, glory to God, that want to speak death, that want to have torment, to keep, glory to God, people from being healed or delivered or set free in the name of Jesus. We curse and cancel the long time of the death and the death threat and that stalking demon that comes to stalk in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We bind up, take authority over it, send it back to the dry place and once again. We speak back life. We speak health. We speak hope. We speak faith. We speak, glory to God, deliverance. We speak wholeness. We speak, glory to God, awareness. We speak, glory to God, that you even give us wisdom, even in some things, glory to God, even in preventive measure. But those things that are already on the scene, God, we're just praying, glory to God, for you to come step in and heal and deliver. Even if it's something with sin, we're praying, glory to God, for repentance and conviction, glory to God, in some areas. But a lot of it, glory to God, we know all is not sin. All things are just attacks of the enemy because he does not want us to trust you, does not want us to have faith in you, does not want us, glory to God, to believe in you, but he's a liar in the blood of Jesus. And glory to God, those that are fighting with hope, and glory to God, fighting, glory to God, to get faith and fighting, glory to God, to hold on to that trust in the Lord. God, we ask you, Lord, to help them, strengthen them. God, even the spirit of fear, we curse and cancel that and tormenting spirit of fear. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. And for those that don't know you in the body of Christ or outside the body of Christ, God, we are praying and we pray for them that you give them faith, that you give them strength. We give them that courage to continue to fight and to continue to hold fast to your word. God, we believe in you. We thank you for the great reports that are still coming, even though sometimes the enemy try to make it look like it's few in between. But God, there's a mass move of God all around the universe. And no matter what he says, we are grateful for every bit of progress, of every change, everything that you're proving and doing in the name of Jesus. So God, we give you glory for your healing power, for your deliverance power, for the power, glory to God, of your anointing that is storing these yokes in the name of Jesus. Oh, to God be the glory. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, God, I thank you. You're so wonderful. Marvelous. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Most High God. Hallelujah. What prayer warrior do we have on the line tonight? Hallelujah.
God. You have Mother Alexander on the line.
All right, Sister Mother Alexander?
Yeah, Mother Alexander on the line.
Okay, Mother Alexander and Mr. Willett, who else?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, who else besides Mother Alexander and Willett, who else is there?
Sister McCormick.
Okay, Mother McCormick, praise the Lord. All right, we're going to start with what we have right now. For which one of y'all want to take the nation and the stuff that's going on in the nation and the presidency and the foolishness that's going over that may try to end up trying to come up against us because of things being said over the seas? Who want to take on the nation and who wants to take on the church and who want to take on the leaders? The church and leadership. And the other one will be our youth. We'll start with those. So,
take on the youth. Mother Alexander,
okay,
pray for the youth.
Okay. Mother, you go ahead and get started then.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
And
hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you glory. We give you honor this day, Lord God.
Yes.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for mercy in our life, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for being the Lord of our life. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to your name, Father God. Lord, we bind up anything that come against this prayer line. We bind it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we command it to loose right now.
Touch it now. Bind up the works of the enemy. Loose it.
Hallelujah.
Cancel that assignment right now.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. For Lord, you are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
And by your stripe, we are healed. Lord, we come against the spirit of disease and sickness that come against you. We bind it right now in the name of
Jesus.
It has no authority. It has no dominion.
Yes.
And it's in the name of Jesus. I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Sickness and disease that come against the vocal cord have no authority. In Jesus' name, I claim victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we bring the youth to bear before you, Lord. Father God, you see each and every one. You know the hearts of each and every one, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we come standing in agreement, Lord, praying, interceding for each and every one of them. Lord God, you said in your word, Father God, pray for one another. Lord, we come against the spirit of disagreement, the spirit of disobedience, the spirit of going around just staggering one another, Lord God. We bind that spirit from amongst these young people today. Lying and deceiving, we bind you up right now today. That you loose the mind of these young people. You have no authority. And Father God, we thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being a Lord that answers all prayers. Lord, we thank you for mercy in their life, Lord God. Asking you, Heavenly Father, to strengthen the inner man in them, Lord. That they will stand firm, Lord God. That they will know that this world is not the end. This world is not for them to stay in. This world is for them to come and stand strong and to bring your word. That false spirit shall not have authority over you people. And Lord God, I ask you, Heavenly Father, touch the mind of each and every one of these young generation. Touch the mind, Father God. Bring back to their remembrance what they were taught, that there is a living God. And there's no other way but to call on the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, renew the mind daily, Heavenly Father. Renew the mind, Father God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you today. Thank you for the spirit of understanding, Lord. Thank you for the spirit of deliverance, Lord God. Because, Lord, your word said by your stripe, we are healed. Mentally, physically, and spiritually. I believe, Lord God. I believe your word, Father God, that if you said it, we must stand on it. Lord, I bind the spirit of deceivers that come against these young people. Lord, I rebuke that false spirit that come against these young men today, Lord God. And let them think that there's nothing out there for them but one way. It's down the trick. But I rebuke that false spirit. You loose the mind. You have no authority over these young men's mind. Come against these young girls today, Lord God. Oh, Lord, touch the mind, Father God. Touch the mind, Father God.
That's the mind.
Lord, they were taught better than this.
Help
them to come to realize who they really are, Father God.
Help
them to come to stand boldly, Lord God, and say, I am a child of the living God. I bind that spirit that think it have authority over these young girls. Open their eyes, Lord God, that they see who they really are, Lord God. Children of a mighty God. Father God, we thank you tonight, Lord God. We thank you for being the only deliverer, Lord God. For these young generation today, Lord God. Help them to stand firm, Heavenly Father. Help them to know that they are more than conquerors, Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
I bind that spirit of disobedience that come against them so quickly. Jump on them. I bind you in the mighty name of Jesus. And I cast you back to the pit of hell where you belong. You shall not have authority over these young people.
Mm-hmm.
Lord God, I come against that spirit. Oh,
Yadabasiya. Amen.
That spirit that come against to destroy these young girls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God,
thank
I bind
you, Lord,
that spirit
you.
Up right now in the name of Jesus. And I command you to loose the mind. Loose Release the mind in the name of Jesus. For you shall not have authority over these young girls. Oh, Father God, touch their mind, Lord God.
Touch us, Lord.
Bring them
touch
back
us.
To know, Lord God, that they are overcomers, Lord God. They are children of the living God, Lord God. Bring them back to remember Heaven the Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, that this foul spirit shall not have authority over them. Oh, Harabo Shatasi Kababasiya. He shall not have authority over them. Oh, Lord God, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for mercy and grace in their life, Lord God. Because your word said, Heavenly Father, you never leave them nor forsake them. Your word said you is there all the time, Lord. Your hand is not too short. It cannot break down. It cannot save. Lord God, your word said that you is always with us. Heavenly Father, touch them, Lord God. Bring back to the remembrance where they come from, Lord God. Bring back to the remembrance what they were taught as children, Lord God. Bring back to the remembrance, Lord God, that they will come and stand forward and say, I am a child of God, and this is not what I have to be done in my life. This is not what I want. Better life than this. Oh, God, strengthen the mind of these young ladies, Lord. Strengthen the mind, Lord God, that they will stand boldly and fight, Lord God, that they will stand boldly and say, enough is enough. I've got to turn around. I've got to have a better life than this. Help them, Father God. For, Lord, you said in your word, Lord God, pray for one another. You said the strong supposed to help the weak, Father God. We come in this prayer line standing in agreement for these young people, Lord God. Oh, God, touch these young men's heart, Lord God. Let them know there's a better way, Lord God. It's a better way, Lord God. This world is not the end for them, Lord God. But there's a better way in Christ Jesus. And Lord, I stand in the gap, Father God. Touch these young people, mind, Lord God. Help them to come back to who they really belongs to, Lord God. And the world don't have it for them, Lord God. Oh, God, strengthen the inner man in these young people, Lord. Strengthen them, Father God. This we ask, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Only you know, Father God. But I know you is a God that answers prayer. And I know nothing is impossible for you to do, Father. So, Lord, I bring them all before you in the mighty name of Jesus. And I ask you, Heavenly Father, renew the mind, Lord God. Renew the mind in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind that traffic up that come against these young ladies. We bind that traffic business up. They are better than that. Lord God, touch the mind, Lord God. Touch the mind, Lord God. That they can't turn around, Lord God. They turn around, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. For these are young ladies, Lord God, that you created, Father God. You gave them life, Lord God. Let them see that it's a better way, Lord God. It's never too late. It's a better way and a better lifestyle for them. This we ask, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask this, Father God, because I know you is a God that answers prayer. And I know you gave us authority and dominion over that foul spirit of destroyer. I know you gave us the power to call on your name, Lord God, and to step on serpent. So we come tonight to bind that foul spirit of destroyer of these young generation, Lord. We bind him in the name of Jesus, that he loose the mind of these young people, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask this, Father God. Oh, God, let your will be done. Let your will be done, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I give you glory and I give you praise, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for being the Lord of our life, Lord. For being our only deliverer, Lord God. Thank Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for mercy and grace, Lord. This we ask, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your Holy Spirit. Worthy to be praised, God. We bless
Hallelujah.
You and honor you. Thank you, Jesus, for the power and intercession, God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bless the Lord, Mother Willette, or either Mother McCormick, whichever one God leads you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Okay. I can pray for the nation.
Praise the Lord. The
Amen.
Nation and our leaders in the nation. Mm-hmm.
Okay, leaders in the nation. Okay. And I just want to read 2 Chronicles 15th chapter.
Okay.
And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you be with him. And if you seek him he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. So I'm just going to pray and ask God to really us to be a nation that really seek after God in this hour in the name of Jesus. Father God,
thank
in the precious holy name of Jesus, I just personally want to say thank you for being God Almighty. Thank you, Lord God, for your greatness. Hallelujah. Thank you that you are the mighty God, the holy God. Lord God, I thank you because you are Elohim. You are our creator. And I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you made us, Lord God, for this time, Lord God, for this dispensation. And God, I thank you that you have, Lord God, given certain prayer warriors, Lord God, the need to come together to cry out on behalf, Lord God, of the people of the land. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God, for birthing this in the heart of your people, oh, God. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're not a God, Lord God, that hands is too short that it cannot save. But you're a God, hallelujah, you're El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, hallelujah, El Elyon, the most high God, hallelujah. I thank you, Heavenly Father, because you're able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. And I thank you, Lord God, for people that trust that you are, hallelujah, who you say that you are. You are the I am that I am, hallelujah. Lord, glory be to God. You're a God who changed not. Hallelujah. And you're able to do anything but fail. So, God, we're seeking you on behalf of the nation. And we just want to thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercies. And thank you for your grace already, Lord God. And thank you for yet working behind the scenes when, Lord God, the enemy think he has a foothold. He's already defeated. You already rebuked him a long time ago. But, God, we need people in this nation that's going to seek after you. Your word taught us in Isaiah 55 to seek the Lord while he might be found and call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous his thoughts. Oh, God, if people will just turn back to you, you love us so much that you will abundantly pardon the sins of this nation. So I pray, oh, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that there's a, Lord God, like a revival that go out through the land, that people will seek you, Lord God, like never before. Oh, God, and I trust, oh, God, that you're able, Lord God, to turn this situation around in this nation. There's so much going on, Heavenly Father, and we cry out on behalf of the leaders, oh, God, knowing that you, Lord God, you help those, Lord God, as we seek you. You're able, Lord God, to work out every detail of our lives. And God, I thank you because your word teach that all things work together for good for them that love you who are called according to your purpose. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I cry out on behalf of the American nation on tonight. I cry out on behalf of leaders all over the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We need leaders, Lord God, that's going to respect the word of God, that's going to give respect to you, Lord God, and give respect to your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we need people that's going to fear you in the respects, Lord God, that they, Lord God, are worried about what's going to be their end if they don't turn. God, you've taught us according to your word. Through the nation of Israel, if, Lord God, they will obey you, Lord God, and keep your word, Lord God, you will give them favor, Lord God, and you will prosper them. You will protect them, Lord God. You will preserve them. You're a God that's able to do it. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that blinded eyes are open in America and that people see it's time to say, no, Mr. Devil, we cast you down. We put you out of our lives. We renounce you in the name of Jesus, and we're going to turn and serve the living God. Father God, it looks like technology can be a form of an idol now. So I pray, oh God, that you open up the spiritual eyes, oh God. Open up blinded eyes, oh God, and ears. Look like, Lord God, the enemy is trying to cloud people's ears. He's trying to cloud their eyes. He's trying to take advantage of every way to get in the heart of man. Oh God, but we renounce that devil right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against every vice, every tactic that he tried to come against this nation with, and we plead the blood of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for hearing our cry this evening. We ask you to forgive us as a nation for every one of our sins. And, oh, God, I plead the blood of Jesus. I pray in Jesus' name, Lord God, that you give your leaders, oh, God, a mind, Lord God, to seek the leaders within the body of Christ. God, sometimes they have worldly leaders and worldly counselors, but, God, we pray, oh, God, that they'll see that it's time to turn to the body of Christ and seek after leadership, the apostles, the prophets, the preachers, and get wise counsel from them in the name of Jesus. We ask for your help through the power of the Holy Ghost. We pray in the name of Jesus that you send forth the revival through the land. And God, help us to preach your word, oh God, wherever we go, whenever we get the opportunity, oh God. But we pray in the name of Jesus that you turn this situation around. And God, I thank you because you're a good God and you're able to, Lord God, work out every situation for our good. I stand on your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that the devil shall not have victory over America in the name of Jesus. Now, I'm going to declare that. I decree it. I speak it because I'm a child of the living God, and you've given me the authority, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to say a thing and call it, call things that be not as though they are. So I declare that the devil shall not have the victory over our nation or our leaders in the name of Jesus. I pray that you raise up, Lord God, mighty leaders, Lord God, that fear you, Lord God, and desire, Lord God, to purpose in their heart. God, I want to do everything in my heart to please you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Send us, Lord God, leaders like Nehemiah, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, who purpose in his heart, Lord God, that he want to do a mighty work for you. In the name of Jesus, God, we need more people, Lord God, within the body of Christ, Lord God, that will cry out and say, Lord, have mercy on our nation. So I pray mercy for our nation, but I do pray, oh God, that you open up these blinded eyes. Loose, Lord God, the people, Lord God, from listening, Lord God, to these lying spirits in the name of Jesus. So we render null, void, and we cancel all these transactions, Lord God, according to your will, oh God, because we know you have a way that's far past our finding out. So, God, you work it out for good. And, God, hallelujah, teach us how to pray, what to say concerning these matters, because sometimes we don't want to get in your way, oh God, from Lord God, letting a lesson be learned through what you're doing in this season, in the name of Jesus. So we cry out on behalf of the nation, behalf of the leaders in this world today, O God, and let us, Lord God, run to you as the word says, Lord God, in 2 Chronicles, to seek you, Lord God, seek you with a heart and a mind. Say, God, I want to trust you, and I want to walk with you, and I want to do what's right in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to be that type of people that we're going to worship you, we're going to trust you, and we're going to follow after you and cast down everything that's not like you in Jesus' name. Father God, I love you. I bless you, I praise you, I honor you, I worship you, I appreciate you. Now you let your perfect work be done in the nation of America and the people of God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Oh, wonderful Savior. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And prayers have gone forth. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Mother McCormick, praise God.
Now, what
thank
was the
you,
last
Jesus.
What's the next one? Is the police one?
Oh, yeah, the brutality and stuff like this and stuff that's going on with police brutality and any deception that's going on, and praying glory to God for a change in all the things that are going on with all the things that are happening right about now, because we know they got some good-hearted people out there chewing up for those ones that are an arrow that's just really putting a bad name out there for the police, and also for the ones that are in the background that's promoting things that to keep confusion going. So however the Lord leads you in all of this.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come this afternoon, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for another day, Father. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing and what you're going to do, Father. Father, we realize, God, that nothing without you, we could do nothing, Father. Father, we pray right now, God, that you'll forgive us for the sins and wrong that your people have done or what we have done. Father, we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, that you will look down on the police ones and those that's in the hiding places trying to do things behind the cover or under the cover. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to pull the cover off of them right now in the name of Jesus, and let them realize, Heavenly Father God, that you have eyes to see even in the dark places, God, that you have eyes to search out the thing that's going on in this world, Father. Father God, we just want to say thank you for it right now, because we know, God, that without you, they can do nothing, Father God. And we just ask you right now in the name of Jesus, just come forth and, God, just let people realize, God, that you are the healer and you are the saver, that you are the one that's able to work out the situation of the thing that's going on in this world today, Father. Father, even as police or even as people on the road, God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you'll protect people as they travel up and down the highways, as they in their homes, and sometimes, Lord, in their home where things happen in the home sometimes, and the law have to come out there, and things don't go right their way, God. But, God, we ask you, God, to work out these situations right now in the name of Jesus, because, Heavenly Father, we pray right now that you would just give your people strength, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, to realize, God, that you is the author in the finish of their faith, Lord God, that you are the one that's able to work out all situations in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just ask you right now, Father God, just that we bind up every spirit right now, anything that's not like you that tries to come around and try to do people any harm or whatsoever. We bind those devils up right now in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy that's trying to bring people down, that's trying to keep them from going forth and doing the things that they need to do, Father. Because we know, God, that you is a healer, you is a deliverer, God, that you is able, Lord, to bring people forth as they go out and go and do things that they have to do. God, look on the law, Lord God, and help them to understand, God, that they're out there for a purpose, God. They're out there for to do the work that even you got for them to do, even even they may not be in the right order, but we know that they have the authority, Lord God, to do these things. But God, in some things they don't have the authority. Some things they let the enemy just get into their hearts and their mind, and they're doing the wrong thing that they should be doing. So Heavenly Father, we ask you to deal with the minds of the law right now, Lord God. And as they go forward doing things to other ones that's not right, Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you will continue to let them know, God, that there are souls out there. There are souls just like they are souls. And Lord God, help them to understand, God, that without you, they can do nothing. They can't even walk without you holding their hands. And so, Heavenly Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would just go forward and just move out the ones that's doing things that's not right, Father. Not saying go out there and hurt nobody, Father God, but we just praying, Lord God, that there would be healing in the land, God, that the land would get healed in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, because we know, God, there is a hiding place. There is a place that we can hide, and that place is in you on today, God. And so, God, we look to the hills today from which come in our help, Lord. We pray, Lord, for the people everywhere, for those out there on different situations, different things that they might be going through, the law enforcement, the ones that's in other places that's doing things that's not right, God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would just let them know, Heavenly Father, that all power is in your hand, that you is the author and the finish of their faith today, Lord. And Lord God, let them know that evil should not fall, and neither in the place shall come near any dwelling places. And so, God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just strengthen people and let them realize, Heavenly Father, that you is everything that they need on today, God. Help them to trust you, Lord. Help them to lean out to their own understanding. Help them to realize, God, that you is the only one that we can look to in a day and time like this. Help them to just call on you. Call on your name in a time of trouble, Lord. And to realize the word of God tells us in Psalms 91, in the fifth verse says, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor is it in the arrow that fly by day. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that these things that come where the enemy is trying to take control of the people, God. Oh, God, we pray that your blood will prevail, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will keep us as people go out in the world in a day like these days and times, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would get in that secret place, and God, that place where you want us to be at, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just come right now in the name of Jesus, just binding up the hand of the enemy that's trying to come forward, that's trying to take out the people in the land today, God. We bind up those spirits right now. Anything that's not like you, we bind it in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus on it right now. And Father God, hallelujah. And God, we just want to say thank you for it being doing right now. We speak it, and we believe it, and we claim it right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Glory to the Most High God. We bless him and we honor him and thank you. He is awesome. I give him glory. Praise God. I do want to pray for those that are incarcerated. Someone will just take that. Either one of us has already prayed, or either we have another prayer warrior. Pastor Sweetie on the line.
What's who on the line?
I was trying to find out what Pastor Tweedy was on the line.
Oh.
Yes, I'm on the line.
Praise God. Would you pray for those people that are incarcerated, and also those and so forth like that's been falsely accused and some of the things and stuff like that are going on where it's been some manipulation to have some people's lives just changed because of circumstances and lies and deceit. But pray for those incarcerated and for those families. There's so many children right now that their parents are locked up for whatever the reasons and whatever like this, and their hearts or whatever like this, or going out in this holiday time and stuff like this for not being able to be with their family. Some can visit and some can't. So through this holiday time and whatever, and any time, but right now especially, and so those that are incarcerated, those that are in their need of Savior, but also for some that have been foster kids, and also, like I said, for the youth that they have families that are locked up and what about this, and some will be able to see them and some won't. So if,
okay.
If you would call for me, I would appreciate it. Praise God.
Yes, ma'am. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, that you love us. And, Lord God, every detail of our lives, Lord God, concerneth thee. So I appreciate you, Heavenly Father, for being mindful and being concerned about our life in its entirety. Lord God, and you're concerned about the smallest details of our life. And, Lord God, those things that trouble us, you want us to bring them to you, Heavenly Father. So I appreciate you for being that kind of loving God, that you're merciful, you're good, you're kind, and God, you desire that we are blessed, Lord God, that we are happy, Lord God, that we are in health, Lord God, that we are favored. God, you desire that our needs are met according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus' name. So I appreciate you. I give you glory. I magnify you. Lord God, I exalt you, and I praise your name for being God all by yourself, for being the I am that I am, the El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, Lord God, our provider today. And God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are friend to those, Lord God, who appear to be friendless. And God, you can be a parent to those, Lord God, who may not have a mother or a father in their presence right now in the name of Jesus. So God, I thank you, Lord God, that you meet all of our needs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, the request is going forward to lift up those that are incarcerated. And God, we cry out especially on behalf of those that may be incarcerated unjustly. And God, we realize, Lord God, that some people have gone to jail because of false accusations. We realize that even when Jesus went to the cross, as he went from one trial to another, there was false witnesses brought before the court to come against him, oh God. So we realize even in life, sometimes bad things happen to people, Lord God, who may not have done a crime. So we intercede on behalf of them, first of all, God, in the name of Jesus, and we pray for supernatural miracles to take place, that these people who have been crying, that they have been falsely accused, that their cases would be looked at, oh God, and that decision would be overturned and that they'll be released. And we're praying, God, and we're speaking for a special prayer request, oh God, that you have them released so that if they have some babies or children at home that are hoping for their parents to be together during the holiday, we pray, oh God, that something that you do something supernaturally so that they'll be, some of these people will be released. Those, Lord God, that you see fit that should be released, you let them be released. Let it be done, because there's nothing too hard for you. Even while the people were praying for Peter, Lord God, you had opened up the jail doors, hallelujah, and released him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You even did it, Lord God, and you released, oh God, and you set Silas, Paul and Silas, when they was praying at midnight. So God, we know you're a miracle worker and you're able to do anything but fail. And I thank you, God, that you're El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. And you're able, Lord God, to give a special Christ-like miracle to some families, Lord God, that have been praying about their families, especially if they have been unjustly, Lord God, accused and been placed behind bars. God, we know all things work together for good, and sometimes people go through a wilderness experience, Lord God, because you need to get their attention, and now they may be in a place where you can get their attention, and they are able to hear from you. And I pray, oh God, if they didn't know you in the pardon of their sin, that while they've been in jail, that they had a chance to call on you, Lord God. They had a chance to seek you while you might be found. And, oh God, if they were sinning, we pray that they They have asked for forgiveness for their sins, and they've given their heart to you. So we pray for supernatural miracles of release to some of these people that's in prison, according to your good will, God, because I don't know who should be or who should not be, but I pray that your good will be done in the name of Jesus. And for those, Lord God, that might not be released, I pray, oh God, for these families. God, you're able to provide surrogates. You're able to provide, Lord God, mentors, Lord God. And God, let these little young ones, especially if they're young babies that's at home, Lord God, without their family member because of being behind bars, and especially for the mothers that may be behind bars, God, every child needs their mom. Every child needs their father. And there's so many, Lord God, that have forsaken the responsibility of being a good parent, oh God, and that's why some of them, they may think they went there because of false accusation, but they might have been there because they've been disobedient to your word. So we ask, Lord God, that you work those situations out as well. But in the meantime, Lord God, until you set them free, until you cause that jail door to be open, Lord God, we pray that you will provide a mentor, Lord God. We pray that you will provide, Lord God, someone that will stand in the gap, Lord God, and help mold those young people, Lord God, to be good faithful people of God in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that your good will be done in this area. I thank you, Lord God, and I pray like this, Heavenly Father, because I don't want to pray amiss. I don't want to miss it, Heavenly Father. So I ask you, Lord God, to help, and then we intercede on behalf of these, Lord God, that are incarcerated according to request in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I love you because you can allow us to bring every situation that concerneth us unto you. So we lift them up tonight, and we pray, oh God, that you meet their needs. Let the families that are with the families that are not incarcerated, let them know, God, that you will be that good parent for them, and you will provide all their needs, Lord God, according to your good riches and glory, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, oh God, that you give attorneys out there who desire, Lord God, to give back to the community by accepting pro bono cases in the name of Jesus. We pray that there are judges out there that will see when people are being falsely accused and overturn the decision in the name of Jesus. We pray that you'll work it out according to your good will, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name I pray. I love you, Lord God, for working these cases out. In Jesus' name, amen.
My Lord, what a mighty God we serve.
Yeah.
Praise you, Jesus. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm going to ask one more request. Is Minister Gardner on the line tonight? Karen Gardner? Praise the Lord. That one last request, praise God, before we take our prayer requests, is going to be for our 22 of them right now, but we're going to pray to Holy God for families and marriages and for right now for the singles. Mother Evangelist Alexander, would you do that for us? The one for the families and marriages, and also for the single people that are looking for mates at this time and looking for love in all the wrong places. And some waited on the Lord and they're struggling, and some are gotten into situations that they need to be delivered. But we just want to pray for families, marriages, and single, because you know what the enemy likes to play during the holiday time. And even sometimes in some marriages when things are not going well, some of the things, the doors would be open for adultery as well. So just want to pray, because this is a time the enemy likes to deal with loneliness and disappointment and anguish and all kind of little crazy stuff. So would you take that, Evangelist Alexander?
Okay. You want to pray for the marriage?
Marriages, single women.
Okay. Marriage and single women. Okay. Hallelujah.
And then also some of the marriages that some people are a challenge at this time for hurt and disappointment, and just praying for marriages that are holding. Some are getting ready to get caught up in adultery because of loneliness or disappointment or whatever. So, you know, this is holiday time. So the enemy has a lot of little spirits loose out there.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we praise your name. Give you glory today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, you see and you know each and every heart, Lord God. We ask you right now, Father God, to touch the heart of each and every one of these wives and lonely young ladies. Lord God, you know what their needs are, Father God. We don't know, but you know. And you know what keeping them doing things that is not pleasing. But Lord God, I know that you is a God that answers prayer, and you know the hearts of each and every one of us. We ask you, Lord God, to touch them, Lord God. Renew their mind, Lord God. Help them to stand strong and to remember that you are a Father, that you hear all prayer. Oh God, we ask you to bring them in to know that you are the only deliverer, Lord God. And there is none too hard for you to do, Lord God. You can renew the mind, Lord God. Touch the mind, Lord God. Bring them back to know, Lord God, that you never leave them nor forsake them. No matter how they feel and what is going on in their life, remember that you are a Father that answers all prayer. And Lord God, I ask you right now, Lord God, to touch their mind, Lord God. Put your arms around those, Lord God, that think that it's all over and that they have to run out there in the street, Lord God. Let them know, Father God, that you're still with them, Lord God. And all they have to do is call in your name, Lord God, and to be obedient to do your will, Lord God. And as long as they is alive and doing your will, they're never alone. Let them know that they're never alone, Lord God, that you is always with them. Nothing is impossible for you to do, Father God. Lord, they need a new beginning and to open eyes, Lord, that they let them come to see that you are the author and finisher of all things. And your love is sufficient for all, Lord God. That no matter how lonely they think they are, Lord, call on you, Lord God. Because you are the author and finisher of all things. You can create best and long, happy joy and happiness in the heart. You are the creator. When they feel lonely, you are the one that create that joy.
Uh-huh.
Oh God, touch their mind that they will call on you, Lord God. Because you are a Father that want to see each and every one of us with joy. You want to see us happy. That's why you gave us joy and love and peace. Help them to see, Lord God, that it's not over because one says, no, it's over. No, it's not over. You are the author and finisher of things. And when they feel that it's all over, call on the name of Jesus for strengthening them. And let them know that they can stand against the wiles of the enemy. They don't have to be out there throwing themselves around. Stand boldly and to go on calling on the name of Jesus. Oh God, touch the mind that they come back to the world to see that your word is what will keep them. Bring them back to the word, Lord God. Bring them back to call on the name of Jesus and to give you glory and to give you praise. So they get their joy back in their heart, Lord God. Because you gave us joy, peace, and love. Help them, Lord God, to see that it is not over because one says it is over. No. As long as life is in them, Lord God, and they're calling on the name of Jesus, let them know, Lord, that you'll never leave them. The joy and peace is still there. Oh, Lord, teach them how to call on you, Lord God, how to walk with you, Lord God, that they will have that joy and they will have that peace boiling up in the inside of them, Lord God, that they don't have to just throw themselves around. No. You are the only deliverer, and you can make joy continue in the heart. Oh, God, remove whatever loneliness that they feel, Lord, and replace the joy of the Lord in the heart back. Bring peace in the mind back, Lord God, that they know that it is not over because one person said so. Call on the name of Jesus. Sing the glory of his name. Oh, God, touch them, Lord God. Wake them up, Lord God. Let them know that there's a better way. And that you never leave them, Lord. You never leave them alone. That you're always with them. Regardless how the world act today, they are not of the world if they continue to call in your name and to know that they are children of the living God. Nothing is impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father. Lord, bring joy back in the heart, Lord God. Even with this holiday season, Lord God, you are the same God. The holiday season never changed you.
joy and peace is with you. Father God, call them, Lord. Call them back to you, Lord God. Let them see that outside there is not, is coming to you. Call them back to know, Lord God, that you never leave them. And most of all, Father God, you created marriage. Ask God, call them. Call them back. Call these young ladies back. Call these married wife and husband back. Call them back to know that you are the creator of all things. And you are the one that created marriage. Help them to come back to know who you really are, Lord God. That the joy and peace you bring back to them, Lord, because they never lose it. All they have to do is call in your name and live for you, Lord God, to experience that joy and peace in the marriage. And Father God, for the young lady there that looking for love in all different places, Lord, touch our mind. Renew that mind, Lord God, that she can come back to see that is a better way. Help her to come to see, Lord God, that you are the author and finisher of all things, Lord God. And that the love that you shed abroad in our heart, Lord God, it is still in our heart, Lord God, but it's not the love to run to different places trying to look for the love of the world. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, help her to call in your name, Lord Jesus. Help her to know that you already make a way for her, Lord God. Running out there and looking in the wrong places is not it. The joy and peace is already in our heart. Just help her to call in the name of Jesus. Renew our mind, Lord God. Open our eyes, Lord God. Open our understanding, Lord God, to let her know who she really are in Christ. Oh, Father God, you see all this that's going on in this world today. But we know that you already gave us the power and the authority and the dominion over these things, Lord God. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, help us to continue to stand interceding for those that is weak in departments, Lord. Help us to stand and pray for those that don't know, Lord God, where they're going to turn at time, Lord God. Help us to be a good interceding for them, Lord God. Because, Lord, you said in your word, pray for one another. Oh, Father God, we thank you today, Heavenly Father. We thank you for who you are, Lord God. We thank you for being such a great deliverer, Lord God, because there is none like you, Heavenly Father. And Lord God, we know that you are the author and finisher of all things. And no matter how lonely you people might say they are, you are the creator, you are the deliverer, and you said in your word that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And Lord, we believe, Lord God. We believe that wherever we are, you are with us. So we stand in an agreement right now, Father God, praying for those out there, Lord, that feel lonely. Because we know, Lord God, that you gave us joy and peace. And I bind that spirit of deceiver that come and take the peace and the joy, Lord God. I bind him up right now and I command him to lose it. Because you gave them joy and peace in the heart. So they get that peace back, Lord. We take it back from the adversary that have no authority over you people. And Lord God, we thank you for the power and the authority you gave us, Lord. We thank you for the great joy and peace that you put in our heart, Lord God. We thank you for that everlasting love that you gave us, Lord God. That we can able to pray for our brothers and sisters, Lord God. Oh God, continue to keep us in your will, Lord God. These things we ask, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we love you and we praise you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to God. We thank you, Lord. What a mighty God we serve. We thank you for the awesome move of God tonight. God, for those ones that we prayed and have miraculous prayers and the anointing that was in those vessels that released the power of glory out of intercession. God, we believe it, glory to God, as it went out in the atmosphere, went out into, glory to God, your ears, that God, we believe in you for such a great report to come back. We thank you for the power of prayer. You told us to pray without ceasing. God, thank you for the anointing of those that are prayed for out of their spirits. Glory to God, and pray, glory to God, with fervency and pray with truth and pray, glory to God, with an understanding and a desire to see your will be fulfilled in these lives. God, we pray that you'll touch them, that and release those prayers out, your word out tonight, God. So we believe it, that God, changes are taking place in the atmosphere and in the lives of these people. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you for the anointing to pray, anointing upon those vessels, of oil upon us as we intercede and intervene, God. We thank you, Lord God, you said pray without ceasing. We thank you that we pray your word. We pray your truth. We pray, glory to God, with faith. We pray, glory to God, with a determination, glory to God, to see the manifestation of your power, glory to God, come forth. So we just bless you today for even using those vessels, using us, God, even in such a time as this. God, we don't take it for granted. We thank you, Lord God, for the favor, for the anointing, for healing, for deliverance, for encouragement, for enlightenment. We thank you for change. Oh, God, we just love you today. We appreciate you. We thank you, Lord God, for none like you. Oh, God, I can't give you enough praise. I just thank you for that anointing that just flowed tonight. Oh, God, I bless you for these people in the name of Jesus, your servant.
In
God,
the name
of Jesus. Heal, hold, people who are stirred up, fire blowing, burning in them in the name of Jesus. We bless you.
In the
Jesus
name of Jesus.
We do pray.
In the name of Jesus.
God, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. We bless
thank
the
you,
Lord. Praise
thank
God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Ooh,
thank
Almighty
you.
God. We praise God. Thank God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Try to come back online again. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
The enemy
thank
fighting
you.
The line up. Praise God. Praise God. We're getting ready to take prayer requests in just one moment. Hold on just a moment. But I'm trying to find out is Pastor Tweedy having trouble with her line? Is that her trying to come back in again?
We're having a storm that has come up here.
Oh, that's what's going on. Because I know you dropped off and came back on. Are you okay down there?
We're going to answer it as well. It is well.
Okay. Is it passing through?
I don't know. I just went outside a moment ago, and there's lightning and it's heavy rain, thundering.
Praise God. You down near the coast.
Traveling with the phones and things like that.
Yeah, and you're down near the coast. I know they were talking about another storm, but we're going to take
yeah,
a party
down near
over
the
there.
Coast.
These are,
Yeah, we are down
God
near the coast.
Yeah, to keep y'all covered under the blood and to pass over, or God just bless and send it back out in the ocean. In the name of Jesus.
Fine.
Praise God. Lord, I'm asking you tonight, my sister, in a little short prayer, cover these warriors, because right about now so much is going on. There's been a lot of attacks, but God is lifting a lot of it. But we know, glory to God, the more we intercede and even through this time of holidays, we pray that you will cover the warriors and pray for the believers and cancel this death demon, because the enemy is trying to set up traps, whether it be through sickness or disease or incidents or accidents or stuff coming up. So would you pray and pray a blood covering, and we will definitely, after you pray, then we're going to start taking the prayer requests. Amen.
Father, we give praise, we give glory, we give honor unto you. We thank you for allowing us in your presence. We come before thy presence with thanksgiving. We enter into your courts with praise. We know that without you, we can do nothing. We ask you to dispatch the angels and send them in the area. If it be a legion that is needed, we ask you to send them, Father, in this hour. We ask you for divine protection in this hour, over those that are seeking your face. Father God, for whatever the need may be, we ask you yet to forgive us for our sins, our iniquities, that of our ancestors, that of our forefathers, that of our parents, and that of our children in this hour. We pray for them, Father, as you have called, oh God, the men of God, the women of God, to pray in time past, to pray over their children. Father God, we ask you that the power of prayer, that it would come over thy servants in this hour. For the heart of the king is in the hands of the Most High. And Father God, we ask you right now for divine intervention in this hour like never before. Father God, as we're going through, as we're passing through, Lord God, a fight with the spiritual realm in this hour, Lord God. As we are in spiritual battle, Lord God, we know that the battle is not ours, it is yours. Hallelujah, Lord God, for you are the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Who can battle against you? In this hour we stand, upon that church, and you said the gates of hell should not prevail against it. There is no weapon that is formed against us that shall prosper. If you have brought us to it, you will bring us through it. Help us to continue in faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, in the evidence we don't see right now, but we're trusting and believing that all things work together for the good of them who love you, who are called according to your purpose. And for your purpose have you called us. We are called to fulfill a divine will and a divine purpose. We're here and we're standing upon the promises of your word. Father God, we shall not leave this place until you have called us. We shall not leave this place before the time. Hallelujah, Lord God. And we thank you for it right now. We thank you for the downpouring of the Holy Spirit in this hour. We thank you for the blood that is yet prevailing against the wickedness that is in the land, canceling every plot, plan, and every assignment, satanic and demonic, bringing down principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, the rulers of darkness of this world. We ask you for wisdom as we are going through. We ask you for knowledge as we are going through. We ask you for an understanding as we are going to. We ask you to open up our eyes. Let us discern. Let nothing come upon us unaware. Help us to be a wise serpent and harmless as a dove. Holy One of Israel, hallelujah, we need you in this hour, like never
yes,
before. But we know that the powers of darkness are against the church, the body, in this hour. We know in this hour that, hallelujah, Lord God, we shall stand and be not soon shaken in mind or spirit, but we'll remember your word. Help us to stand like never before, Father God. We give you praise. We give you honor, Most High, in this hour. Holy One of Israel, we bless you. Hallelujah. For every tear we must shed, every tear we have already shed, we bless you. Hallelujah. None of our tears are being bottled up. You're working when we cannot see. You're working. Hallelujah. When we're sleeping, you're working. When we're going to and fro, we give you praise. We give you glory. We honor you, Holy One of Israel, in this hour. You are the King of Kings. Hallelujah. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the Ancient One that we're looking unto, from which cometh our help. For all our help cometh from you. Your very present help in this time. Hallelujah, Lord God. We give you praise. Hallelujah, for you are the potter and we are the clay. And you said there's nothing can take us out of your hands. You are holding us in the right hand of your righteousness. Our enemies shall not prevail against us. Our heads shall be lifted above our enemies, round about us. Make haste to deliver us. Let not our enemy triumph over us. Give back unto us, hallelujah, Lord God, that which was taken. Hallelujah, Lord God, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly grateful, for yet great is our reward, Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah. Let us not look on the carnal things that are in this world, nor the carnal life that we live, knowing that all power is in thine hands, Holy One of Israel, in this hour. Hallelujah. That is leading us in this race that you have set us in. Help us to endure to the end, that we might be saved. Holy One of Israel, we thank you. Hallelujah, to continue to lead us in the path of righteousness, through that straight gate and through that narrow path. Hallelujah, Holy One of Israel, whereby we cry, Abba, in this hour. Hallelujah, knowing that all power is in thine hand. Hide us in your pavilion and in your secret place. Holy One of Israel, help us to learn through that which we are suffering. Help us to learn through that which we are going through. Hallelujah, Lord God, that we might be a mighty people of valor in these last days. And in that which you're doing in these last days, help us not to fall from grace, but continue to stand, for so many have already fallen. But God, give us strength in this hour. Hallelujah, for you have spread in the hearts of your people that which to do and that which shall be done. Holy One of Israel, we pray. Amen.
Glory, glory, glory. My Father, I give you praise. I honor you tonight. Oh, it's been a mighty move of God. I thank him for the prayers. I thank him for the anointing. Thank you for the truth. Praise you, Jesus. Ooh, we cry, Abba Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Glory to God, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, I pray you continue to forgive us and help us to stay in the mindset to do thy will. Let us not get tired, calling on your name and seeking your face, and most of all, believing, trusting you, and walking in obedience. I thank you for these your people, the servants of the Most High God that poured out of their heart in the name of Jesus. Praise God, my sisters. I bless God for you. We're going to go ahead and take those prayer requests. And I want you to still continue to pray for Pastor Danny and Deacon Danny. Oh, God, I hadn't heard anything back, but that was my intention today. And good intention, don't get the job done, but I had a little project going, and it slipped my mind. But before I get too late, I will call tonight and try to see if we can get a progress report on what the doctors decide on those hernias in his stomach. But pray for the Danies. Praise God. So that's my request on that one, as well as continue to pray for Mother Smalls as well. Praise God. Any other prayer requests? And we do thank you. Thank the Lord, too, to give you that praise report on the young lady. We said, shock, I pray for her, because she had to have that surgery in her for her vertebrae and for in her neck, and it went through the front of her neck and whatever. She only been in there about 3 hours, and Lord bless, came out beautifully. The people, I'll tell you, surgeries go so fast. They're releasing these beds so quickly. She had that surgery about 12 o'clock one day. The next day, they sent her home at 10 o'clock in the morning, but she is doing great. She's moving around, walking, and everything, and they want her when she rests to sleep on her back, whatever, but the report is dynamic, how God is blessing and raising her up, and how God kept her life and kept her with no complications because it was serious surgery, but the Lord bless, and so thank God for the power of prayer, and she left her report out there on the Facebook of telling everybody how much she, those ones that were close and she knew about it, praying, and even for all the other ones that she didn't know that that been praying on her behalf. So the Lord bless us. Shaka the other day with a surgery she had to have on her vertebrae. So we give God glory for that praise report that came back for her. Well, praise God for that.
Amen. And Minister Hubbard, I thank God for healing these vocal cords, and thank you for your prayers.
Praise God. Lord, have mercy.
Feel so much better, and it looked like those vocal cords was having some trouble for a while, but I thank and praise God every voice is normal. So I tell you, it just takes energy out of you, but God is so good, and he is just an awesome God, but I do appreciate the prayers because that was a challenge for me, but I went back to the doctor and got me some antibiotics because I knew I needed some antibiotics for the infection. So I just thank and praise God for being an awesome God, a good God, and I just bless his holy name, and thank you so much for the prayers. Amen.
Praise God. We thank God as we join together collectively in prayer. But I understand what you're saying, even that being a Pacific at that time. That's a blessing. Oh, love to hear the praise report when God moved. He gets the glory. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise him, Jesus. Any more praise reports or prayer requests? We thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. Praise God. Well, this is we thank the Lord, and tonight we're just going to go ahead and take the prayer. Give God praise for those two praise reports and take those prayer requests for Pastor Danny's husband and her prayer, but also for that surgery. Believing God, we don't know whether he already went through it or is he progressing through it or are they still trying to decide on that. And when I get some information, then I'll relay it back to you all. Praise God. And we also want to pray as we believe in God for whatever storm is out there in the ocean or whatever is brewing again or these hurricanes. That's the season that's coming up that Pastor Tootie down there and families and other ones that we know down on the East Coast and up and down that coast that the Lord bless. Also, the other report was that Pastor Bird had went through with her brother Dan,
going home to glory the day, the very morning, 6:30 after the Thanksgiving, and she was giving God it hurt, but in the meantime, she was so thankful that the Lord blessed. She went there with her family for the holidays, and she was not home there in Columbia by herself. I think she just only had one cousin there, but she traveled a lot. But the rest of the family up in Clinton and on the other side, so in Greenville, whatever area, that she was not alone. So when she called, you know, the Lord blessed, and after she got through her time of, you know, just releasing, then she was so thankful for that part. And as time went on, God blessed. And it was a great home going. And what another miracle that took place, and she's not on the phone to tell you, she, after the what was so sad, one thing, but the other thing was that same day of the funeral, the brother had listed on his obituary one of his best friends, that man, and so forth, that morning before the funeral, he went the home going. He was riding down the road, all of a sudden went off the road. He had a massive heart attack and hit some, I can't remember what kind of plant it was, but Pastor said he probably died already before that. All of them was in their 70s, her brother and the young man closer to him, mainly on the 80 side. But that was, you know, sad to hear that and pray for their families for something like that to happen. But she said when the daughter told him about it, he was saying, "Oh, my heart hurt. That was the day that took place when Thanksgiving was on Thursday. So that Friday when he got the news, and then this right here happened on a Wednesday when they got ready to utilize. But God is so good, still yet in the midst. And then they're on their way back over to her sister's home, and a hurricane came through, and they started to get been route to go. And then the niece came that brought her up there. Came over to the other sister's house, Pastor Bird's sister's home, picked them up, and it was a good thing because they had heard on the alarm, heard an alert saying there was a hurricane. Never came through Simpsonville before. And when they got ready to come to the house, in the front of these, they got a lot of big homes out there. She said, in the front of that place, all the lights was out, a lot of homes were torn down. The enemy the hurricane just went through. They came down the street through the back way by her sister's house, and niece's house, and there were three houses with lights on, their house and two other homes. Who could have did something like that but God? And they had, and then the I don't know whether it was a nephew or who was left in the house, had no idea that it was a hurricane outside. He just knew the cable was off, but the lights were on. I said, what a God. And they were planning to come through right about that time, and that alert, and then when the niece called and said, she's going to come down and get them, that was just on time, because that, when that, in the midst of that process, that when that storm come back and hit through there. But God is so awesome. So nobody can't tell her like the person that done been through it, but I just want to tell you what the marvelous praise report of the protection and the shield in the midst of all of that, with the home going and the thanksgiving they were giving the Lord and how he blessed them. Still yet amazed about how all those lights was out and a bunch of houses were torn through the hurricane. Never came through there before, and their house and two others were still standing. But all of a sudden, Holy Ghost, God is so awesome. So in the midst of this trying time, there's so much to be grateful for every day, not to take nothing for granted, but to give God praise and thank him for all his great and mighty acts. And believe in him, as the sister said, and I often say too, we believe in God that we are going to be here to complete the work that God has given us, but to help us to stay in that path, be in covenant, keep a covenant, not covenant breakers, to fulfill all that God has said. No matter what the challenge is, that we keep our hope and our faith, and like Mother Alexander and me and some others have been saying, you don't let the enemy steal your joy or your peace while these trials and things are going on, because there is a strong attack against their believers. But as the prayers have been going forth, and we don't heard it again tonight, and so forth like this, how God is blessing, protecting, and shield, and even through the things that are going on, whatever we're going to learn through it, but we'll hold on to the promise of the Lord, because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Praise God. Also, and then ask for prayer requests from Mother Freeman, because she's online, so she can make her own request again. But we want to keep Mother Freeman constantly in prayer too. Our 90-year-old warrior that be on the phone and been being pretty consecutive coming on in the last couple of months. So Mother Freeman, you have a prayer request, or is it the same prayer that you want us to continue to stand in the gap and fight the good fight of faith for your body?
Just keep praying for me, sister. Let's keep praying.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. We pray continuously for your encouragement, too.
I appreciate the prayers that you all are doing. I appreciate
praise the Lord, prayers
that you all are sending up for me. I thank God for you. And praise God that He will continue with giving you all the strength to reach out to the people who are in need, because it's a desperate time now. Time's running short. And God is warning us on every hand. He's letting us know that He's Almighty God. He's working His miracles through by different ones. So I just thank you all and praise God for you.
Praise God. We thank you for that encouragement. We bless you. We bless you. Thank you for being on the wall for a long time and many more years to come. We praise God for that.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Well, then we have a couple of praise reports and a couple of prayer requests tonight. So if nobody else is volunteered, then I'll go ahead and just pray for Pastor Daly and give glory and praise for Shaka and Minister Willette. And we'll pray for Mother Freeman as she continues to fight the good fight of faith and encouraging our hearts tonight. We thank the Lord for that too as well. But I can't help but bless God. You all have really blessed me so wonderfully. Those powerful prayers that we prayed and some things that we touch on once in a while and some we haven't never gone into detail with, some of the things that God blessed and you poured out of your spirit. It wasn't even planned. It just come up out of your spirit. I pray for the people that were incarcerated, for the church, and for those people that for the things that with the police and brutality, for those and stuff like this, with the singles and marriages and stuff that, you know, some things and stuff like this was covered in the nation. All of that, especially even with the prayer warriors, thank you to God that God bless. It was such a move of God. So I encourage you all to just let God have His way in you. And also, before we get ready to go to the president's case, we hang up right away. Remember, the second Sunday in December, Evangelist Alexander, Mother Alexander, will be bringing the word on grace, and Mother Minister Willette will be bringing the message on mercy. And I'm telling you, I'm believing God for a mighty move of God, because that can cover so much in those things. And I know God has a powerful word in their spirits to be released into the body of Christ. And so open your ears, and anybody that you know that you're going to give that number to, and let them know about the prayer, the ministry on the second week of December, which is next Sunday at 7 o'clock. Share it so that way others can come in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say at this hour and this time. And only thing you can do is share the number. If some people may call when you least expect, you may not do it this time, maybe another time, maybe for the prayer. So share it and get expanding the work of the kingdom out there for ears to hear. Maybe that night, never know, somebody's life might be changed from a word that was spoken or a prayer that was spoken or a prayer request that was made and then a praise report came and our life can be changed. So let's not be shy about sharing the knowledge that we have concerning the number to share with others. And if we share it, you know, it's up to them. You know, give a number. If they call, they call. If they don't, however. So we're going to continue to put it out there as much as possible. Once in a while, sometimes I just pick up my Rolodex, towards in the phone and make a few calls here and there. Sometimes people will join us once in a while. Sometimes they don't. But nevertheless, if they don't know, then, you know, we may even end up with a backslider on the phone that night. Some people be walking around, and you think they're still lining up because they're talking it, but something is going on in their life, and sometimes they're just walking, sitting up in church, backsliding, still paying their tithes, and still may be walking on those auxiliaries, but have backslidden in their heart because they're angry, frustrated, or they just gave up because other things that have happened in their lives, and they just go on through the ritual like a walking dead. But we need to make sure that whatever we can do to reach somebody, or that person might reach somebody else that we're reaching out to. So I just to share that with you so that way there's a purpose for this prayer line with God blessing. So with that, all of that said, Father, I do honor you tonight and give you glory and praise again for what you've done this night in us. And thank you that you bless us to be available for service, to do your will in the name of Jesus. No flesh on parade, nobody getting any glory but the Lord. So we thank you for ears. Being able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. So, God, I pray right now continue to forgive us. Don't let us get caught up or never high-minded or never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. But stay humble before you so your will can be done. Mm-hmm. We pray for Pastor Danny, Deacon Danny, God, with this business, with this surgery, and whatever error that their doctors have made, because what they thought he was going to be, as his wife said, was going to be leaving this earth. But God has the last say, so no matter what man has done, we still speak in life to him, that he be delivered, and then glory to God, our hernias will come out. There won't be no bleeding, no other complications.
All right.
No other situation to come up. We're praying divine healing.
Praise
that glory to
Lord.
God that you
praise
are blessed.
The
in the name of your strengthen him. Will you not
in
have to look at these things again? Pray for his wife, God. Strengthen her. Bless her body. Heal her with her knees. And even, glory to God, that she's so concerned about her husband. God, I pray, touch their hearts and comfort them. And even for the fearfulness or fretfulness might be coming upon him because he's been through so much. God, I'm praying, glory to God, that you bring peace back upon his heart. In the name of Jesus, we pray, glory to God, for Mother Freeman. We pray, glory to God, as you continue to touch her body. Strengthen her. Thank you for the encouragement that she still has to give to others.
Amen.
I'm believing you, glory to God, that those pains and agony,
amen,
no matter what the doctors did or didn't do, we know you are our divine healer. We know what was done at Calvary. We know it's that thief that come in trying to rob us of our health and wholeness. Glory to God, but we still plead the blood of Jesus, and we speak life to her, strength to her, and thank you, Lord God, that she's still taking care of all her business on her own at 9 years old in her own house. So no matter what the devil has said, he's a liar and always will be. God, bless her to have sweet sleep, that it won't be tormenting or agitating her, interfering in her sleep. We come against insomnia, we come against pain. We're praying, Lord, let her have some sweet rest in Jesus' name. God, we give you praise. Glory to God for Mother Roulette. Glory to God for that anointing that's in her, for how she flows. Glory to God to release those prayers out and for that ministry in her, for preaching and teaching the word. God, I pray, glory to God, that you continue to keep her in every area. Bind up every device that's trying to come against her throat to shut her down. God, I thank you for the divine healing that she will continue to proclaim the work of the Lord continuously without any interference. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless her household and those things that she has before the Lord as well. We pray, glory to God, for Mother Smalls, God, touch her body. God, strengthen that young woman in the name of Jesus. Young woman, almost 90 years old, 80-something, but still yet, God, we are praying, glory to God, help her to still be jubilant in the spirit. Don't let the enemy cause her depressed, oppressed, or suppressed because she's not been able as independent as she has been. But God, let her keep fighting the good fight of faith. Bless that eye, touch her legs, strengthen them. Don't let her look back, help her to keep looking forward and strengthen her in every way. Bless her finances, bless her home. In the name of Jesus. And God, we bless you for Shaka. God, for those that are praying for that young woman. And glory to God, she trusted God and believed God for her healing. Thank you for blessing that she's not paralyzed. She won't have all that tension in her limbs. There was no problems, no bleeding, no whatever excess bleed. God, nobody but you. So God, we're praying that she'll not have to be suffering all the many years that she's been through. Glory to God in her body. Now, glory to God, you're blessing and breaking her whole. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for you are so wonderful, so kind. We thank you, Lord God, for our families, our children, those that need it for a promotion, those that need it for a job, those that need it for finances, those that need it for healing, those that need saved. We pray for our loved ones.
Amen.
We pray for those in our neighborhood. We pray for even our enemies. We pray, God, that you are blessed and bring deliverance and open eyes to people that they may be able to know that there is only one true and living God, that's Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Open up their hearts that they may receive. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh.
Lord.
God, help us to still be bold in our prayers. Help us to still be bold in our witness. But help us, Lord, to God, to touch them what you want us to touch. Embrace what you want us to embrace, and don't touch what you don't want us to touch. But help us to still contain a prayer that we will not walk in fear. We're going to walk in faith, and we're going to walk in truth, and we're going to walk glory to God. Hallelujah and obedience. Pray glory to God for Mother McCormick's family that went through that flood and all the stuff that went on there, that you continue to bless. Bless in their home. God bless over there that family with some things, glory to God, that they're in need of as a family. Glory to God in the spiritual realm. Hallelujah, as they're bringing the family together. Pray you continue to encourage her. And God, all our loved ones, so many of us, we got so many things going on in some of our families. While we're still standing on the promises of the Lord, we can only go back, keep casting these cares and these concerns back to you. God, I thank you for those that are praying for men and believing God for men. I thank you for your healing. And I thank you, Lord God, for obesity will not be a captivity for this body. We believe it, it's going to function and operate according to what God has said. So we cast out all of those things that will try to be a hindrance, but in the meantime, the wisdom of God and what you want us to do to take care of these bodies. We just bless you now. We give you glory. We give you honor.
Bless
we thank you for being
you,
so good to us. And God, I pray this ministry in us that we do not let the enemy cause us to abort.
Amen.
We hold on.
Amen.
And we keep pressing and we keep pursuing. And Lord, I thank you for your protection, your angels, to be encamped about us on a daily basis, night and day. Pray for Sister Brenda for her healing. God, that a report going to come. There is no cancer cells, no way in our body. Pray, glory to God, for Sister Brenda. Send Cindy that she'll have that cold, dynamic report is over. And not, glory to God, say mine. But it'll say, my healing, my deliverance. Glory to God, as we believe in you for their bodies in the name of Jesus. God, we just bless you. For those names that wasn't called tonight, but that have been on the prayer line for the longest, we're believing for a report coming back that the mighty hand of God worked and operated and did such a marvelous and mighty thing in Jesus' name. Now we bind up Satan and all his cohorts, every satanic and demonic and unclean foul spirit that come against this prayer, that come against us, or our bodies, or these ministries, or what you call us to do, or our homes, or our possession. We plead the blood of Jesus. We cancel that assignment right now, send it back to the dry place from whence it came. And we pray for Pastor Tweedy down there and all those on the East Coast that you cover them and protect them, that it will blow over, or it won't even come through at all in the name of Jesus. We're praying for increase in the body of Christ in our lives, as well as we do, those that are walking upright and trying to do what God requires them. We're praying for financial blessings, spiritual blessings, healing, and a desire for more of you in the name of Jesus. And that we'll not let the enemy come in and steal our love for you or one another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Praise the Lord.
I love it. I appreciate it. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah.
God.
Praise the Praise Lord.
God.
Praise the Lord.
We give God glory. Don't forget about next Sunday at 7. And still, we have prayer on Monday night. Now, listen, the Lord say otherwise. And be praying for me as the Lord bless. And on the 16th, I'll receive the keys for this little senior's apartment. And then I'll be moving in on the 17th. So put our prayers out there for us for protection and shield and no incidents, accidents. And for those that are going to help or no break, you said, everything will work out and be put in place. And the Lord say the same. We can make it. We'll try to get down there to support Pastor Burton in Columbia on her celebration of appreciation. And on the 24th, it's her birthday, so they're doing a celebration. We're going to see how that works out after we do what we need to do on this end. And if the Lord say the same, if he don't, we'll send our prayers and our love. Amen. But we're asking you, Lord, to ask you all to cover us for the 17th, for this move and for those that will volunteer to help. So I appreciate it. So he did it within the time I was saying when I came back from Oklahoma between so be it that you released me to get back here between three and four months, and it was like three and a half, and he blessed right in that window for to have a place. So we're thanking the Lord, and we're believing for increase. We have despised not small beginnings, so we're going to take that and believe God for increase for later. So y'all keep us lifted up in prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I love you, ladies. Y'all just do my heart good. But in the meantime, I'm not going to hold you any longer. You know I can talk, so I'm going to let you go.
God bless you.
Thank you. Praise God. When it comes to the things of God, I'll talk a long time, but I have to get off the phone and let y'all go. And I praise God for you. Shalom.
I like the actual prayer.
Shalom.
Huh?
Praise him.
Shalom.
I like the actual prayer for the Feast of the Dedication this weekend. As we're entering into the Feast of Dedication.
Praise God. Father, we do thank you for Pastor when she's in the Feast of Dedication that they're getting ready to have, glory to God, and whatever you bring the people together for the anointing and for the word to come forth. We're praying against every demonic and satanic force that will interfere, but we pray a mighty move of God for the anointing and for the flow of the word and for deliverance and healing and wholeness, whatever is needed in the house at that time. So we're praying for the blood covering, and we just give you all the glory and praise in advance. Amen for Pastor Tweedy. Amen. In Jesus' name. Use it for your glory. Bless the Lord. As we continue to pray one for another in their ministries, we're going to bless the Lord, and we're going to say goodnight and shalom.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Night, night.
I love you all. Praise God. I love you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.